Okay, now, good morning, we're saying the Chayotim Chal Lamed Simon Beis. He deals with the case, but they started laning with 10 people, and then somebody left. And he skidled Likris B'yod B'yotzo. They started laning, there was 10 people, and then somebody left, or up to 4 people left. You have 6 people. You have 6 people remaining in the room, and 4 people have walked away. So what, since there was 10 when he started laning, Yigmaru HaKriya, you complete the Kriya Sotara. Abo, Lo Yosifu Mizayin Kriya, but you cannot add on more, even though the meaning of the shul is to Hosafos, and to add on more aliyahs. Over here, we just do the minimum amount of aliyahs on Shabbos, which is 7 aliyahs. Now, What about haftarah? Even though the haftarah is connected to kriya sotara, really it's a separate inyan that the chazal instituted haftarah independent of kriya sotara. Now, let's correct that. If there is no laning, there's no haftarah. You have to have haftarah laning to be able to have haftarah. So if there was no sefer Torah, they would not lane the haftarah with a bracha. So it seems to me the haftarah is connected to laning, so in a certain sense that it is. But it's not an extension of laning. What is this? It's a new inyan, which was put in place by Chazal. That's important to get a lesson from the Navi. But and that being said, it shouldn't be that's the primary point. The primary point is a lesson of the parsha. And therefore, we only lane from the haftarah in a situation where there was a Kriya Sotara. So there's no Maftar. If there's no Haftar, there's no Maftar. So there's only going to be 7 Kriyim, not 8. Normal Shabbos, we have 8 Kriyim, we have 7, then the Kaddish, and then the Maftar, and then the Haftar. So that part of the Maftar and Haftar, we won't do in this situation. Because by the time they got to the end, there was no need to lay them up, to give a person a Leah as a Maftar. A Maftar's Leah is only a Leah because really, his eager purpose is to say the Haftarah, but it's not a cover to the Sefer Torah. He should go straight to the Sefer, to the Haftarah, to the Tanakh, so to the Navi. So instead, we say, hey, we haven't learned some sukkah from the Torah first. But that's all a hekatimsa, really, to be able to allow him to say the Haftarah, which the situation is not going to do. So there's no need for the Maftar either in that situation. Okay. When nearly the Gamak so Nesias Kapayim takes place during Chazaras Hashatz in Eretz Yisrael. That's daily, every morning in Shacharis, and Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, and Musaf as well. In the Chutz Lo'aretz, it's only during Yomim Tovim, Yom Neroyim. So there was Tzadok HaDash HaShatz with 10 people, and then somebody left. The Israel Nesias Kapayim. Well, there was 10 when you started, and it's part of the tefillah, part of the Chazaras HaShatz. So we could have mistakenly thought that therefore you could do duchening, because you had 10 people at the beginning, so that's incorrect. Nesias Kapayim really is its own separate mitzvah, chiyuv, etc. It happens to be that the place that it's done is in the, since in the psukim indicates that Nesias Kapayim should be done in conjunction with Avodas Hashem, with Avodo in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have Avodo in the Beis HaMikdash, but we have tefillah, which is accepted in the place of the Avodo in the Beis HaMikdash. So this, at the time when a person is doing the void of the Beis HaMikdash, i.e., nowadays that means tefillah, he also duchens. But the duchening is his own inyan. So if there wasn't 10 people at the beginning of duchening, it doesn't help me that there was 10 people at the beginning of davening. We need 10 people here for duchening. If the Nesias Kapayim was started, there were 10 people, and then somebody walked out in the middle, they will finish the Nesias Kapayim, because they started the Nesias Kapayim with 10 people. Now, Abul Kaddish Shachar Leinu Inorim Shena Elamin. The Kaddish after Kaddish Yiskabel was part of the Kavazat Tefillah. Part of the Tefillah is that we daven, and then we daven that our Tefillah should be accepted. That's what we mentioned before, that the Chazan really should not interrupt between Chazaras HaShatz and Kaddish Tiskabel, because Kaddish Tiskabel is going back on Chazaras HaShatz. The Kazan should not speak from the end of Chazaras HaShatz until after the Kaddish Tiskabel. But the Kaddish, which is after later, was a minig of Kiev. Even though the Kabbalah, a person is supposed to say, answer a certain amount of Kaddish per day, that is true, a certain amount of Kaddish per day, a person should say, and answer. But it's not part of the Seder HaTfilah of Chazaras HaShatz. And that point is true. And it was a minhag which was established. Part of the purpose of this minhag being established was Mekayim, this Kabbalistic concept. But Yisoyle, it is really an independent item. Okay, have a good day. We will hold it here. I'll pick up again tomorrow.